Okay, well, sticking with the deep sea again, one of my all-time favorite species in the whole ocean is a kind of deep sea tube worm called Riftia. Now, they live at the deep sea vents in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, which can be up to several miles below the sea surface. They look a bit like giant lipsticks. They can grow up to 3 meters long, and they have this sort of hard white outer tube and this beautiful bright red plume sticking out. And they're actually an evolutionarily ancient lineage because there are examples in the fossil record dating back to at least the Cambrian, which is over 500 million years ago. Now, the thing that I think makes Riftia special is that it's got so many amazing adaptations to living in what we would think of as a really inhospitable environment down there at these hydrothermal vents. There's such high concentrations of toxic nitrites, hydrogen sulfides, and really high heat levels. First of all, let's think about how they get their energy. I mean, down at this depth, there's no sunlight, so there's no photosynthesis, which is how most food chains elsewhere in the oceans begin, with photosynthesizing species like algae and phytoplankton using sunlight to make sugars. So, how do Riftia survive? Well, they have a symbiotic relationship with a type of bacteria that can convert the chemicals spewing out of these black smokers, like hydrogen sulfide, into organic molecules that provide energy for the worms by a process called chemosynthesis. The worms then absorb these nutrients directly into their tissues, so technically, they don't actually eat anything, which is actually quite an unusual thing for an animal not to eat. It just is able to absorb its nutrients, especially for something that size. The worms also have a high tolerance for concentrations of sulfides and nitrates that would be deadly to most other animals. The deep, rich red color of their plumes comes from hemoglobin, which is the same sort of molecule that makes our blood red, but their hemoglobin is differently structured and it's able to withstand high levels of sulfide, still allowing it to carry oxygen around the worm's body. And they're also the fastest growing marine invertebrate. They can grow nearly 2 meters in less than 2 years. But because they live at such depth, there's not that much known about them, and it means that there's always more being discovered about them, which is pretty exciting.
Yeah, it is really exciting. And it's crazy to think we've actually only known about deep sea vents for about 30 years. And you just think, well, how much more are we going to discover about these extraordinary ecosystems?